My question has to do with the gas rates going down, the price of gas going down. Why are we looking at a gas price increase?
Okay, I believe that Mr. Fogel from Atmos is here, and he can address that question. Good evening, Mr. Fogel.
Good evening. Thank you, Mayor and Council. That's a good question, and I think the answer is kind of two parts to it. One, I don't think a lot of folks realize that on our gas bill, there's really two different parts to it. One part is the actual gas commodity part of it. And Atmos Energy, all we do is deliver natural gas. We don't actually produce it or generate it, anything like that. So we basically will buy gas from a pipeline company, deliver it to the customer, and that actual natural gas commodity charge is just a pass-through cost. So when you look at a rate increase, actually what the rate is increasing for is the delivery part of our business. And the reason that rate is going up is you look back, you know, a lot of utility infrastructure, including city water and wastewater lines, gas lines, a lot of it was installed probably 50, 60 years ago, and we're coming to a point where a lot of that's having to be replaced. And in particular with the gas industry, if you look back, you know, last year there was an incident in California that had got a lot of regulators looking at the safety aspects of natural gas and wanting to make sure that gas companies are being motivated to go out there and get ahead of this and make sure that our lines are, you know, safe and there's a high integrity to those. So a lot of the actual increase deals more with the capital cost and making sure that our system is safe and invest in the funds it needs to do that. Does that answer your question?
It does. I was wondering what percentage of our gas bill is actually for the gas itself and what percentage is for the infrastructure?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't have the exact percentage with me, but I can tell you that the majority of the gas bill is going to be the actual commodity charge of that, especially in the wintertime when you're using a lot more gas if you use it for heating. In the summertime, you know, the gas cost is very little, but on average it's probably 60% of your bill is the actual commodity part.
Thank you.
Mr. Mooney?
Yes. It's my understanding, what, a year, 2 years ago, Atmos purchased BTU, is that correct?
No. Seven or eight years ago, Atmos Energy purchased TXU.
TXU, I'm sorry.
The gas assets for Texas, sorry, yes. You know, TXU,
get
correct.
Where's Encore in this business?
Yeah. Rate increase we're seeing is the same that would apply to the folks that previously had service from TXU?
Correct. Basically, everybody that Atmos Energy serves in the Mid-Tex division in Texas, which is the majority of our customers, all of them will be getting the same rate. And just to make sure you understand this, the approval or what you're looking at tonight is not approving a new rate. It's simply to suspend the rate case, which just basically tables it for 90 days and allows us more time to negotiate with the city coalition or the coalition of cities that College Station's a part of. So there's not actually any rate increase going through tonight.
Right. What I was trying to get at was this is really a regional change. It is not just limited to College Station.
Correct. There's 440 cities that are all going through the same process.
Thank you very much.
You bet.